Good morning. How about we do some pranayama deep breathing, you guys? This morning, the 6 a.m., I noticed how many people were booked for class today, and I told a student, and he goes, "Man, these people really live for the weekend," which usually means partying on the weekend. So this is our party, right? Everybody's in yoga. It's so great. I love it. All right. How about we get started with some deep breathing, concentration, spine straightening. Awesome. Awesomeness. Feet together, toes and heels touching, body weight on the heels. All right. Interlace hands. Touch your knuckles underneath the chin. Make sure chin and knuckles stay together for the whole breathing exercise. Pull the stomach in. Hold it in. And let's start, please. Inhale, breathing. Slowly bring the elbows up towards the ceiling, keeping the chin down, pressing into the fingers. You got it. Now exhale, breathing. Mouth open, push the chin back with the knuckles. Bring the hands together slowly, and then elbows touch. Very nice. Inhale, breathing. Elbows go out and up. Bring the chin down slowly. Now towards the end of the inhale, just try your best to get more air in. Exhale, breathing. Mouth open, push the chin back. Hips a little forward, but keep the spine straight in the middle. No back bending. Elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four, five. Breathe in a little more at the top, six. Exhale, breathing. One, chest up, two, three. Look way back, four. Bring the hands together, five. Elbows together, six. Again, please. Inhale by your throat. So you regulate the flow of air, make it steady for the entire six counts. Good, Veronica. Exhale, breathing, same thing. By the throat, you regulate how much goes out. A little extra strength at the end, elbows together. Inhale, head down, mouth closed. Synchronize the movement of the arms, elbows lifting, chin coming down. Very nice, Sean, and the inhale. Exhale, breathing. Center of the chest, breastbone lift up. Shoulders relax completely. Get a nice tight grip. Elbows touch. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four. Suck in your stomach, five, six. Exhale, one. Chest up, two, three. Look way back, four. Try to see the back wall, five. Elbows together. Good. Again, inhale, breathing. Keep the body weight on your heels. Stomach in, legs squeezing together. Exhale, breathing. Keep all of that. So weight to the heels, hips a little forward, chest up, stomach in, elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, four. Keep breathing in, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three. Look way back, four. Bring the hands together, five, elbows together, six. Excellent. Inhale, breathing by the throat. Try to take in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. Hold at the top. Good, Lisa. Exhale, breathing. H-A. A little extra strength at the end of the exhale, please. Elbows come together. Inhale. One, two, three is halfway. Four, five. Elbows all the way up. Six. Very nice. Exhale. One. Chest up. Two, three. Good sound, Veronica. Four. A little extra strength. Five towards the end. Six. Elbows touch. Inhale again. Elbows out and up. Keep the body weight to the heels. Hips and thighs contract. Very nice. Exhale, breathing. Center of the chest, lift up. Hips a little forward. Hips contracted. Only the neck bends, however. Inhale, head down. So only the arms and head are moving back and forth. Now the rib cage moves too. On the full inhale, rib cage is expanding quite a bit. And now exhale, the ribs squeeze in, but keep the chest at the breastbone lifted. No back bending or collapsing the spine. Two more in the first set. Go ahead, please. Same amount of air in on each of the six counts of the inhale. Hold it. Exhale. Same amount of air out on each of the six counts of the exhale. Hips forward, stomach in, elbows touch. Last one. Go ahead, please. Inhale, breathing. You can look in the mirror. Both sides of the waist, all the way up to the armpits, elbows stretch up. Now exhale. Keep all of that stretching up. Only the head goes back. Spine stretches, chest up towards the ceiling. Elbows come together. Very nice. Arms down to the sides. Sadri, your head is cut off just a little bit. Would you mind, if it's possible, to lift up the camera angle? Yes, I'll tell you when to stop. That should be perfect, even for the floor. You won't need to change anything. Thank you. All right. Second set, everybody. Thank you for your patience with my technology struggles. I have several every week, and I'm like, oh, man, okay, hands underneath the chin. I also am trying to have patience for them. All right, stomach and chest up. Keep the weight to the heels. Let's start again. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, halfway, 4, that's great, 5, 6. Exhale, 1, chest up, 2, 3, shoulders relax, 4, good arms on, 5, get a nice tight grip, 6, elbows together, perfect. Inhale, elbows lift and separate at the same time, not one and then the other. That's good, Melissa, wait all the way to the heels, please. Exhale, you can open your mouth pretty wide on the exhale, it's a little stretch of your jaw, face, mouth, elbows together, good. Inhale, elbows lift and separate as one action at the same time, both directions. Exhale, lift up, center of the chest, hips forward, stomach in. Squeeze the legs together, body weight on the heels. Hold it. Nice, Resham. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, elbows all the way up, 6, exhale, 1, keep the elbows high, 2, 3, as they come forward, 4, get a nice tight grip, elbows touch. Very nice. Inhale, breathing. Your shoulders have really changed, shoulders and neck, Resham. Little by little, they look quite a bit different. Now exhale, breathing, mouth open, push the chin back. Everyone's stomach and hips contract, so you really stabilize, but also lift up the lower spine. Inhale, 1, 2, by the throat, 3, 4, looks good, Kevin, 5, nice pacing, 6, exhale, 1, chest up, 2, 3, look back, 4, try to see the wall, 5, behind you, 6, inhale again by the throat, elbows lift and separate as one thing, breathe in more and more, exhale, breathing, center of the chest, lift up, mouth open, push the chin back, arms, head, and exhale, all happen as one action, inhale, 1, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, stretch elbows up, 6, exhale, 1, lift the chest, 2, 3, good shoulders, Dave, 4, hands together, 5, elbows together, 6, really good, Dave, inhale, head down, arms look great, press the middle inner thighs together, body weight stays on your heels, exhale, push the chin, mouth open, the chin resists the knuckles a little bit, so you have some pressure there, and the neck goes slowly, 2 more in the second set, go ahead, please, inhale by the throat, elbows lift and separate. Heels press down, breastbone, armpits and elbows, all three things lift up. Now exhale, keeping those body parts lifted. Nothing drops. You push the chin, but the chin is resisting the pressure. Last one, go ahead, please. Inhale by the throat. Elbows lift and separate. Very good, arm, Sean. Breathe in more, everybody, more, and one more. Exhale, 1, push the chin, 2, 3, look way back, 4. Now use your extra strength, 5, to get every last bit of air out, 6. Change. Some air has to stay in, but get every air molecule out that is possible without collapsing the lungs. Okay. Now, yes, Kevin, one moment. I am just unmuting you. Please go ahead. Oh, I love nerdy questions. Right away. Yes, good point. You're right, I don't. But here, you can right away. Here, let me just do one here. Here, Kevin, I'm going to wait to drop the shoulders. Did you see that? Now I'm going to bring them down sooner. That was smoother, wasn't it, the second one? Okay. Sure is. Please ask. I still have questions. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, everybody. All right. Let's do half moon pose. Now, breathing smoothly by the nose. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times. Right, left, right, left. But the most effort is towards going up. So when you inhale, the hands, arms, shoulders, and rib cage all lifts. That's your main kind of strength effort of this warm-up. I know you'll stretch a little bit. Really, the stretching happens late in the posture. All right, you can come back up, stop in the middle. Throughout the posture, maximum body weight on your heels. Hips forward, stomach in. Bring the arms back and chin up just a little bit. Now, as you inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. Make sure you reach up and out with your hands squeezing together. Go and stretch. Now, push your hips a little bit to the left. The effort really isn't the stretch, though. The effort is the contraction. So make sure the hands are squeezing together. You're trying to lock the elbows, keeping the chin lifted. And especially when you inhale, right here at the center of the chest, lift up towards the ceiling while sucking in the stomach. You can do weight on the heels. That looks good. Better with the abdomen. Veronica, hips a little forward. Body weight on the heels. Now, as you come down more, left hip stays forward, so both hips are in one line. Bring the right shoulder, right chest, and rib cage forward, opening up the chest. Take a nice deep breath. Exhale, breathing. Come down, push. A little more push. Looks good, Cassandra. Push. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Weight on the heels. Hips tucked a little bit. Arms back and chin up. As you inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, and then go up and over to the left. The upward action of this posture is really where so much of the strength is concentrated. The bending, sure, but the lift and the lengthen, right? I want you to focus on squeezing the hands, locking the elbows, and pushing the hands away from the head. This is all strength. And I know it is sometimes limited, right? It's limited by your flexibility, but you can still put the input, right? The ingredient of your effort into the posture. Push your hips to the right. Keeping, now this is strength and alignment, keeping the hips in one line. It may limit how far you go, but it should. When it limits how far you go, you're getting the stretch that your body needs. If you fall out of the alignment or strength, you're getting a stretch that's probably easy for you and which you don't need. So hips forward, weight on the heels, arms back, chin up. Take a nice deep breath. Good, Lisa, with the chin up, come down, push, stomach in, push. Come down, one more push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Next is a backward bend. Feet together nicely, take a deep breath. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now inhale, push your hands up and over and back towards the wall behind you. Try to touch what you're looking at. So look at something. Be very clear about it. Then squeeze your hands and reach back for it. Try to touch the back wall. Total spine backward bending. Lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Now take a deep breath. When the hands won't go any further, exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Everybody push the chin back so you feel skin stretching between collarbones and chin. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice, Amy. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Suck in your stomach, bend the knees if you need to. Once you're touching the floor, you may move the hips back and forth a few times. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Now on an exhale, you can sweep your hands around behind your feet, scoop up the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Then pull on your heels to stretch the body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. No gap anywhere between your upper body and the legs. Now pull on the heels, keeping the upper body with the legs. Push your knees back until you feel some stretch or limitation all over underneath the legs. I can see the video, Resham. Now pull on the heels. As you exhale, push the fingers and the base of the toes into the floor. Push the knees back. Lock the legs. Very nice. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers. Come up, arms, head, neck, and spine as straight as possible. And arms down to the sides. Awesome. All right. Second set. Let's begin. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer, fingers, thumbs crossed. Weight to the heels. Hips forward, stomach in, arms back. Chin up a little higher, second set. Inhale, go up. Try to touch the ceiling. Reach up and over to the right. Simultaneously, push your hips to the left. So here's the thing, I want to get a little bit more into it. When the hips twist out of the line, for example, or when the body weight goes to the toes, for example, or when the right shoulder drops, all those are demonstrations of where there is either a muscle weakness or a habit of movement, or maybe a muscle tightness. So by aligning the posture, contracting the muscles to keep the alignment, you get exactly the strength that you're missing. You get exactly the stretch that you're missing. This is why all of this form business is so important, way beyond how far you go. Come down with the stomach in, come down with weight on the heels. One more inhale, squeeze your hands and reach out to the right. Inhale, breathing, come up. It's kind of working on the form and strength that transforms the body movement patterns. Okay, chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, stretch up and over to the left. Push your hips to the right. Good arms, Lisa. You can just think of chin up, breastbone lifting, okay, at all times. It's going to take a lot of effort for very little movement to do the breastbone lifting, and that's just how it works. So it's not going to feel like much is changing, but put your effort into inhale, breastbone slides up, chin up. All right, this is going to strengthen the upper back, which is usually the weak part, which makes us hunch, and over time, we can prevent it from getting worse and often reverse it. Come down for five. Squeeze hands strongly, four. Left armpit forward, three. Come down and push, two. That looks great, Lisa, one. Inhale, come up. That's getting much better. Take a nice deep breath, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. This is where the change happens, transformation. Now inhale, push your hands up and over and back. Past your head, past your face. Push your upper body back. It's not just dropping, it's not hanging. You are squeezing hands, reaching and pushing back. Take a nice deep breath in. A slow exhale is good. Push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Very nice, Amy. Squeeze hands and reach back. Armpits will stretch. Try to touch the wall behind you. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Everyone take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor. All right. Little warm up. Move your hips back and forth. Now, I've just been talking about physical stuff, right? Strength and stretching and alignment and all this stuff. Spines. Grab the heels from behind. And this is a big deal, all right? Shifting, becoming aware of, and then going forward with consciousness, awareness of your body is a huge part of life. Pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on your shins. But the much, much, much bigger picture of all this is your concentration in the present moment. So you train yourself to try to move with each word that you hear. Pull on the heels a little bit. Keep the upper body to the legs. Push your knees back with pressure from the upper body and elbows towards the back wall. Now hold it here. Concentrate on your breathing. When you exhale, push the knuckles into the ground, base of the toes into the ground. Suck in your stomach once more. Upper body slides lower down. Top of the feet, or top of the head towards the feet. Now you can release the heels, bring your hands back around in front of you, and come up. Arms and head together, inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, and arms down to the side. Awkward poses next. Right foot step out 6 inches to the right, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, bring your arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted, all five fingers together on each hand. Everyone take a deep breath. As you exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down. Feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips out and lower down. Looks good, Melissa. Keep the knees, everybody, also 6 inches apart. That's good, Dave. Knees, yep, keep the knees out. Now suck in your stomach, lift your chest up. Lean your upper body back, stretch forward. All five fingertips together on each hand, reach forward. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there. Now go all the way up on the tiptoes, as high as possible. As you're inhaling, suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine straight up towards the ceiling and sit right down, please, on tops of the toes, thighs parallel to the floor. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push your big toes down, knees up. The ankles press forward. That's it, Amy. Ankles forward, rib cage back. So the back of the head, back of the hips, leaning against the wall. Inhale, come up. Amy, that was good. I saw that effort. Heels down. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Knees together, please. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down slowly. Suck in your stomach, tailbone tucked a little bit, all the way down. Very good. Until you're sitting close to the heels, or as far as you can go. Arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. Spine straight in the middle. Keep the triceps contracted, all five fingers together. Now push the knees down, hips up a little bit. Take a deep breath, stomach in. Slowly come back up, leaning against the same imaginary wall behind you. Very nice. Right foot steps to the left and arms down to the side. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. All right, second set. Right foot step out, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, arms up, parallel to the floor. Triceps contract. On your next exhale, sit down, please. Feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Now you can watch. You're watching yourself in a mirror, most likely, but maybe not. But there's many levels of watching. Okay, you watch yourself do the posture, figure out, oh, what are my knees doing? What is my stomach doing? I didn't know before. But you also watch your thoughts, watch your reactions as you tried the posture, right? Whether you feel like you're doing it or not, whether you can or you can't. There's going to be some thought response initially. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay there. And then you will just be doing it. Stand up on the tiptoes. All the way as high as possible. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. Ankles press forward. That's it, Cassandra. Upper body back. Hold here, five. That's good, Veronica. Sit down, four. Suck in your stomach, chest up, three. Ankles forward, heels up, two. Looks great, Sateri. Sit down one more inch, one. Nice effort. Inhale, breathing, come up, heels down. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Bring the knees together. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Slowly sit down, keeping the knees together. So as you practice more and more, the only kind of thoughts going through your mind will be the words you're hearing. Or maybe you remind yourself, oh yeah, I need to suck in my stomach when I inhale. But it will be on that level of simplicity and emotional neutrality. All right, push the knees down, chest up, shoulders down. Inhale and come back up. So it's very quiet in some ways. Knees pressed together all the way up. Good. Right foot to the left, arms down to the side. I know there's the sound of my voice, and at first some people say, oh my gosh, there's all this talking in yoga. Well, there's all that talking in your head if there's not a teacher talking. That's noisy. That is so chaotic, right? Okay, so this is talking, but it's quiet. Feet together nicely. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair, body weight on the heels. You're quiet from all the usual noise that's just stuck in there as a habit. Right leg lift up over the left. And we're in a training process so that you can turn that on if you want. If you have some thoughts that you need to have to solve a problem or to deal with something, then you have them. If you don't need them, you don't pick them up. All right, cross the legs each other, twist like ropes, and just hold the posture with the stomach in. Once you're a little bit steady, you can try to sit down a little lower. Everyone pull the elbows down, chest up, upper body back at the end. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. As you exhale, left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face. That's it. Pull the elbows down, stomach in, bend your knees, and sit down as low as you can. Upper body back while you're sitting down here. That looks good, Jess. Now left leg lift up over the right as high as possible. Cross your legs, twist like ropes, left foot behind the right calf muscle. All five toes visible from the front. Pull the elbows down, lift your chest up. Hold the posture. That's it, Sean. Hands close to the face, only a couple of inches maximum between your thumbs and the mouth or chin. Elbows down, chest up. Sit down a little bit lower, upper body back at the end. Good. Changed again. Better with the hands, Sean. Inhale, arms over the head. As you exhale, right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Sit down in the chair. Weight on the heels. Try to sit all the way down, upper body back. Only moving the right leg. Go ahead into the posture. Right leg over the left. Pull the elbows down. Hands close to the face. Ideally right in front of the mouth. Now, once you have the legs crossed, try to line up hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line. So top knee to the right. Right wrist straightens. And then you hold that. You feel a little extra pressure in the upper legs and upper arms. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, left arm underneath the right arm. Go ahead. Grab your hands right in front of the face. Pull the elbows down. Suck in your stomach and sit down as low as you can. Weight on the heels. Upper body back. Go ahead, left leg lift up over the right. We're trying to bring the spine upright. Okay, so at first, if the spine kind of rounded and hunched forward, pull the elbows down, but lift your chest up. So the arms and chest kind of push against each other. In your mind, you might think, okay, I got to do a little back bend just to get the spine straight. That's fine. Now, top knee to the left. Try to straighten the left wrist. Hold it here. Sit down. Upper body back. Looks great, everyone. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down to the side. If you need a short break, just be simple about it. Have a little water. Or just stand. It's perfectly fine. Is my voice, is it okay? Or is am I shouting? Am I too loud? This is the only class when I don't have a mask on. Every class I teach, I have a mask, and so I have to talk a little louder. It's okay? Okay. Sometimes I'm like, oh, wow. It's just going. My voice is going. Okay. Standing at a knee pose, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Bring your right leg up in front of you. Exhale, round your spine forward. Grab the foot exactly 2 inches below the toes, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Concentrate on your standing leg. The entire leg solid, concrete lamppost, unbroken. Now on your inhale, right leg lift up slowly, very gently, until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Take a deep breath, kick the right heel forward, that's it. Sucking in the stomach, contract top of the right thigh, all 5 toes turn back. Once you can balance there comfortably, bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Change, please. Upper body straightens up, bend the right knee and feet together. Other side, left leg lift up in front of you, take a deep breath, begin. Exhale, round the spine forward, interlace the fingers. Some amount. Make sure that all 10 fingers are under the foot, even if you can't get the thumbs crossed. Rest of the fingers interlaced. Now standing leg solid concrete, unbroken. Inhale, left leg lift up slowly and gently. That's it, Melissa. Upper body can lift a little bit until the leg is parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Kick the heel forward. Suck in your stomach. Try to get both legs locked. Then bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. That's it. Suck in your stomach. Squeeze upper inner thighs towards the center line of the body. Face and shoulders stay relaxed. Change again. Very nice. Straighten up the upper body, then bend the knee. Left foot down, arms down. Okay. Second set. Right leg lift up in front of you. Take a deep breath. Go ahead. Pick up the right foot. On the exhale, stomach and round the spine forward. As soon as you can get the foot in your hands, inhale, breathing. Right leg lift up. Take your time. Kick the heel forward, suck in your stomach. All 5 toes turn back. A little bit lift up, Jess, upper body and the leg. That's it. Chest up, leg up. Go ahead to your limit in the second set. You don't have to wait. Just make sure before you bring the elbows down, both legs are locked. Once elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest. Suck in your stomach. Very gently put your forehead on your knee. Elbows squeeze in, face relaxed. Very nice. Take your time. Come up, upper body up, right foot down, stand tall. Okay, last one, left leg lift up, take a deep breath. Go and grab the foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Stand tall on your right leg, as if you could go up on the tiptoes, very strong and locked. Inhale, left leg, go ahead. Lift up, kicking the heel forward, turn the toes back. Now, when you decide to bend the elbows, you have to be careful that you're not pulling on the foot to hold the leg up there. All right, flex the foot from the ankle and just press the elbow points down. But the leg is going to have to work a little harder. The left leg locked is going to increase its strength as you bring the elbows down. Once elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, just the toes now, Veronica. Left toes back, left thigh contract, absolutely freeze. Very nice. Change again. Great effort. Great, great effort. Standing bow pulling pose is next. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to your right, straighten your arm. Hold the ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together. Keeping the left arm straight, bring it up in front of you, and then arm touching with the ear. Knees together, please. Now inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Good start, Melissa. Simultaneously, push the right thigh behind you and kick up as hard as possible. Very nice, Cassandra, until you see the foot come up over your head. Toes point straight up towards the ceiling. Now keep your standing leg locked. Charge forward and kick up equally the same. And bring your upper body down from the left hip joint until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. Take the left shoulder, left armpit, left tricep muscle. Push those body parts towards the mirror with the fingertips to bring the top of your left shoulder to your chin. Bring the right side of the face down, Sean, a little bit. Yeah, and then try to kick straight up behind you for five. Go and touch the mirror, four. Three, kick up a little harder, two. Go and touch the mirror, kick, one. Yes, better with the neck. Change, feet together, arms down. Focusing on keeping the head straight will help you connect with that foot coming up in the center. Because before, Sean, both the head was turning and the foot was, it's like everything was going to your left a little bit, okay? Do we have to do left side now? Left side, okay. Left hand up, turn it out. Grab the ankle from the inside, right arm up. All right. Start with the knees together. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling, and now go ahead. Charge your upper body forward on the right side. Try to keep the eyes level. This will help you keep the foot in the center line of the body. Okay. They seem kind of far apart, but the whole spine certainly connected. All right. And control of it can be very connected too, from the neck to the lower spine. So charge forward, all five fingers together. Try to touch the mirror. Now take a deep breath. Twist your upper body a little bit to the left so the left shoulder goes back, right shoulder forward until the top of the shoulder touches with the chin. Now keep the standing leg locked when you come down. Body weight a little more to the toes when you come down. That's it, Veronica. Charge forward, kick. Fall forward, kick. Go forward. Touch the mirror. Go forward. Weight to the toes. Kick up a little more. Good. Change. I saw it shaking. I saw that shaking. Absolutely. All right. Second set. Right hand up in front of you, please turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside. Keeping the left arm straight, slide it up. In front of you, arm touching with the ear. I'll give you your usual 20 counts. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, charge forward, kick back for 19, chin up, 18, 17, lock the standing leg, 16, 15, 14, take a deep breath, 13, 12. Please charge forward, 11, so the body weight, 10, is more to the base of the toes, 9, than the heel, 8. Keep doing that, 7, 6. Now kick straight up, 5, 4. Try to touch the mirror and kick up, 3, with the same amount of effort, 2. Keep kicking, 1. Very nice. Change again. Feet together, arms down. Last one. Left hand up, turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside. All five fingers together, right arm up. Knees together, inhale, try to touch the ceiling. And now go ahead, charge forward on the right side, 20 counts, kick back, 19, 18, 17. Keep the head on straight, 16, eyes level, 15, 14, 13, 12. Pick one thing to look at, 11. You can look at the eyebrows, 10, if that is needed, 9. To get the eyes level, 8, 7. Six, kicks straight up, 5, 4, charge forward and kick, 3, go and touch the mirror, kick up, 2, that's it, 1. Feet together, arms down. Balancing stick pose. You may step to the back of the mat if you need to. Toes and heels touching each other. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace the fingers, pointer fingers up. Everybody chin up, arms with your ears. Step onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Bring your upper body down, left leg up. Sole of your left foot facing exactly the ceiling. Come down, but keep the chin forward. Look forward. Squeeze the hands and reach forward. Try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Chin up, arms back. Arms glued with the ears. Step forward onto the left foot. Now your arms, head, neck, spine situation does not change at all. Bring the upper body down only from the left hip joint. Let's see, there it is. Left hip joint, exactly there. Charge forward. The arms, head, neck, and spine are exactly the same as when you were stretching up trying to touch the ceiling. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right. Arms down to the sides. It's one of the harder things in the posture to maintain what you started with. Coming down, everybody comes down to some degree, but maintaining what you started with is where most of the physical work is in the posture. Let's do second set. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace fingers, pointer fingers up. If you have a mirror, you can watch. Right now, you see what it looks like, you feel what it looks like. Arms, head, neck, spine is straight, right? Step onto the right foot. So you try to create one unit out of all of that. And then just come down. The arms, head, neck, spine stay straight. sometimes I want you to keep that straight at the expense of coming down, because eventually they need to stay there as far as you go. Come down, leg up, chin forward, leg up. Keep your arms up, Cassandra. Don't let them drop away from the ears, stomach, and stretch and stretch. Keep stretching. Change. Excellent. All right. Inhale, step onto the left foot. Feel it. Arms, head, neck, spine, all one piece. Come down. It's almost like you're kind of like that robot dance where you only move certain parts, right? You only bend the hip joint. Looks good, Resham. Squeeze hands, go forward, chin forward, stretch forward. Everybody, body down. One more. Try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together. And arms down to the sides. Excellent. Standing separate leg stretching is next. You can step to the left side of your mat, feet together nicely. Stand tall, arms relaxed to the sides. All right, everybody together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot, step out to the right, a big step. Arms down immediately, parallel to the floor, palms face down. Make sure your heels are in one line, feet slightly turned inward. Lock the legs throughout the posture. Take a deep breath, stretch your spine up, and then forward, and then eventually down, keeping the legs locked throughout the posture. Arms stretching out to the sides, all the way down. When you cannot go any further, grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. Or grab the outsides of the feet or fingertips underneath the toes. Keep the legs locked. That looks good. Or hands on the floor in front of you. Now, if you've got the heels, pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Suck in your stomach. When you exhale, next, push the knuckles and the base of the toes down so that you don't just pull and tug with the arm strength. You actually use the muscles on the front side of the abdomen and hips to stretch the spine down. Take your time to come up. Looks good, everyone. Arms out, head up. Once you're upright, right foot steps back, arms overhead, and arms down. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out, a nice big step, arms parallel to the floor. You can take a slightly bigger step if your head did not touch the floor in the first set. Inhale, stretch the spine up, and then forward. Keep reaching out to the side walls as you're stretching the spine. Legs stay locked throughout the posture. When you can't get the body any further down, put the hands to your feet or to the floor. Hold the posture. Breathe smoothly. Now suck in your stomach. Try to lengthen the spine. Right now, even if you're not getting the head anywhere near the floor, see if you can straighten the spine or flatten out any hunching or curving of the upper back. That looks good, Sater. You can bring the chin a little closer to your chest. And then just stretch the hairline, kind of upper forehead, straight down towards the floor, exactly between your feet. That's it. And you just hold it. Absolutely freeze. Change, please. Everyone, arms out and head up. Feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Triangle pose is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift the center of the chest, turn your right foot all the way out to your right. As soon as the foot is turned, bend the right knee and sit down. Bounce a couple of times, thigh parallel to the floor. That's a good stance, Amy. Hips forward, arms back. Inhale, begin, please. Triangle pose to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. Push your knee back with help of the right arm. Turn your head, chin to the left shoulder. All right, this is getting better, Lisa. When you inhale, suck in your stomach, lift your upper body up right there. Now, in order to touch the toes, your upper body is going to stay lifted, but the pelvis is going to drop down little by little, keeping the left leg locked and the right foot pressing firmly to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Right toes turn forward. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, chest up, turn the left foot. As soon as the foot is turned, bend your left knee and sit down all the way, thigh parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back, then the upper body moves. Legs stay where they are, right? Just upper body tilts. Good, Melissa. Push the left knee back, left shoulder forward, left chest rib cage forward. Basically, in the opposite direction, you're pushing the knee. Now, when you inhale, upper body up. I want a big gap between the left thigh. Your upper body's up enough, Melissa. You can actually bring the upper body down. Lisa, I want upper body up. Make sure the elbow never goes below the knee. So that's how you know, okay, does my upper body need to come up or can it go down? Elbow at the knee is where you're headed. That will help you measure everything else. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in, feet back to the place, arms overhead, and arms down to the side. Any birthdays today? All right, any questions? Well, let us do it again then. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, big step, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Chest up, turn the right foot and sit down, please. All the way, get all the way down there, but keep the spine straight in the middle while sitting down. Palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Go ahead, please push the chin with the shoulder. So, elbow never goes below the knee. If it goes below the knee, that just means upper body needs to lift. If the elbow's not down to the knee yet, you may be able to bring upper body down, but make sure you're sitting down at the same time. Now turn and twist your upper body back. As you're pushing the right knee back, bring your right shoulder forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. That's it, Jess. I can see it. See if the ponytail will come around over the bottom shoulder a little bit more. Inhale, breathing, come up. Last one. Right toes forward, take a deep breath, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, chest up, turn the left foot all the way out and sit down. Keep the spine straight up and down, only the legs have moved, right? Bend the knee, but sit up tall with the spine. Now, palms forward, chin to the right shoulder, begin. So we're learning a lot of different angles of control of where the legs are relative to the pelvis and the lower spine. And even the little elements of the setup are part of that figuring out. Now, push the left foot firmly away or into the floor and the chest rib cage up away from the left foot so you can bring the pelvis down with some more strength. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn forward, feet to the place, arms overhead, and arms down. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, arms over the head, sideways. Hands, palms together, just the thumbs cross. Right foot step out to the right, a 3-foot minimum step. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Turn on your heels to your right 90 degrees. Back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the chest or abdomen and bring your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Bring it to the forehead. Nice control, Amy, very good. Now push the fingertips into the floor. Wrists and elbows straight. Push the back heel into the floor to shift more body weight to the front foot, just enough to get the hips level, which you will be able to see kind of out of the corners of the eyes. Now keep the chin to the chest, lock the front leg, and slowly come up. Once you're all the way standing, turn 185 degrees, face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Start by tucking the chin. Throat compression is the first thing. Exhale, round the spine, forehead to your left knee. And shift a little more body weight to the front foot. Press the back heel into the floor. That's it. Now wrists and elbows locked by the pressure. Fingertips press into the floor. Hold it here. Breathing smoothly. Lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale, come up. Try to keep the right hip forward as you're getting out of it. You got it. Okay, once you're all the way up, chin up, turn and face the front. Right foot to the left and arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, 3-foot minimum. Turn on your heels to the right. Go ahead, line up the hips, left hip forward. Inhale, stretch up first and then coil down. Tuck your chin into the collarbones here. Go down front side. Forehead to the right knee. Hold the posture. Even if you can't get the head to the knee, you can still tuck the chin to the chest. You can still suck in your stomach. You can work on pressing the feet more deliberately into the floor. Squeeze upper inner legs, thighs towards each other. There's tons of stuff happening. The posture is happening even when one body part needs to back off or sit out. Chin stays tucked, lock the front leg, and slowly come up. Your mind might say, oh, I can't do this one today. Turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. But that's a blanket statement that's not really true. Right hip forward, inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Even if you can just tuck the chin, go ahead. You are starting the posture. The fact that you even have the arms over the head, you're sucking in the stomach, you are doing the posture. So if you ever hear a line from yourself that says, oh, I couldn't do that one today, you gotta set that stuff aside because it's not true. It's just not true. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight, back leg locked, back heel pressing into the floor. Very nice. Lock the front leg and slowly come up. Arms and head are the last thing. To get out of it, turn and face the front, right foot to the left, arms down. But as you understand the nature of what we're doing, then those statements don't make sense to yourself. If your mind, if you catch yourself saying, oh, I couldn't do such and such today, your response is, well, that doesn't make sense because I know I did it. I know I tried it. Yeah, I could only go 10% as far as usual, but I definitely didn't. So it's kind of cool like that. Come back to the mat where you started for tree pose. Toes and heels touching. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot face in the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand. Grab underneath at the toes with your left. Slowly, very gently, bring the right knee down and back. And then when you have other thoughts that aren't true, you recognize them, right? If your mind says something to you like, oh, you suck, why aren't you good enough? You can say right back to it, what are you talking about? That's a bunch of nonsense. You don't really know what's up, whoever that voice was coming from. Okay, stand tall, stomach and chest up. I encourage you to talk back, really. All right, because you know, as you practice, you just know what is real, all right? Right now you're inhaling, right? Right now you're lifting the chest. Right now shoulders are down. Right now spine is straight. That's definitely happening. Change, right foot down, arms down. Total reality. Check, yeah? Left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go. That's what I should say. I've been thinking I need to change the website because nobody cares what 26 postures are if they haven't done it. I'm going to say Bikram Yoga is a reality check, okay? Heel to the top of the thigh with yourself, right? We got to check ourselves all the time. Practice it. Go ahead with the posture. Left knee down, chest up, stomach in, shoulders down. Hands can come up fine, no problem. First the left hand. Then the right hand, hold it. That's so nice, Jess. Very graceful. Very nice. Change again. Left foot down, arms down to the sides. Now for toe stand, you can start in tree pose, of course. Bring the right heel as high as it will go comfortably on the left thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight. Once you can touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips. Nice, Cassandra. I like it. As always, then you can sit down on the heel. Then next step, arms to the sides of the body. Oh, nice, Cassandra, great. Now, once you're down there, push the knees down, hips up, chest and spine up, shoulders down. You may stay here with the fingertips on the floor or start with one hand. First, the left hand up on the side in front of the chest. If still you can balance there, bring the right hand up, palms together. Take your time, hands to the floor. That was good straightening of the spine, Amy. Push your hips up. Grab the foot if you need to on the way back up. And then look straight ahead. Right foot down, arms down. Last one, go ahead. Left leg lift up, heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring your upper body forward. Standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. Shift your body weight to the fingertips, then lower the hips down. Arms to the sides of the body. Left toes point, left knee down. So two knees are in one line parallel to the floor. Then push both knees down. Stretch the whole spine, chest, even the hips up. First, the right hand can come up on the side. Just work with lower abdomen contracted, straightening chest and spine, shoulders totally relaxed. Now you can take your time. Hands to the floor in front of you. Push the hips slowly back up. Stand back up in tree pose. Take your time. That's perfectly fine. And you can finish the tree pose. Look straight ahead. All right. Change again. Everybody left foot down, arms down to the sides. Very nice. Next is Savasana. You good, Sean? Do you need anything? Okay. All right. If you can adjust your cameras, everybody, so I can see you, lie down in Savasana. Heels together to start. Relax your legs and feet completely. Hands not too far away from the body, please. Start with the palms up, and then let your hands and arms completely relax. It's so nice. That'd be a fun one. Finish this sentence. Bikram yoga is one, you know, one short statement. What is this? Yeah, it's 26 postures, 2 breathing exercises, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but what is it? What is happening? What are we doing? I got plenty of ideas, but if something comes to you, that'd be a fun project, right? What is it? I think concentration training comes to mind. Take a few more inhales and exhales. Concentrate on them. Let everything settle. All right, let's begin. Wind removing pose, right leg lift up. Interlace your fingers, cross your thumbs. Grab 2 inches below the knee. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Keeping your head on the floor, bring the chin down. Look down the center line of the chest. Pull a little bit harder. Try to keep both shoulders on the floor. Hold it. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg lift up, interlace your fingers, thumbs crossed. 2 inches below your left knee. Take your time with it. Pull the left knee to the left shoulder. Head on the floor, slowly bring your chin down. Eyes open. Look down right at the center of the chest to get the back of your neck eventually flat on the floor. Pull and freeze. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down. Now immediately both knees up, close to the chest. Reach up. Try to grab your elbows each other. Nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. You bring your head back down to the ground. Slowly tuck the chin. Look right down the center line of the body, eventually back of the neck, and more of the spine will be more evenly distributed on the floor. If the shoulders have hunched up a little, bring them down away from the ears and hold it here, breathing smoothly. Change, arms and legs down. Completely relax. And this statement can change, you know, what it is for you. For some people, especially with like autoimmune stuff, this class is an anti-inflammatory in a huge way. I'm not saying it's not other things. It can be all of this, but that is their main kind of whole system anti-inflammatory process. The change in their movement and range of motion is just amazing. All right, second set. Right leg lift up, interlace the fingers, pull your right knee to the right shoulder. I'm talking about kind of joint located autoimmune. Other people have it in organs and stuff. Anyway, pull the right knee to the right shoulder, tuck the chin to the chest. But even those I know that have some, you know, autoimmune challenge in the organs, this still, it's an anti-inflammatory there too, right? Bring the chin down, look down, pull, and hold it. Very nice. Change right leg lower down, arms down, left leg lift up, interlace the fingers, pull your left knee to the left shoulder. Slowly the chin tucks, or right away the chin tucks. Really, the whole speed of the movement into the posture, you go as fast as you can mindfully, and sometimes it has to be very slow. If you've got some pain or body part issue, you might have to go really slowly, but you might be able to just go into it and be there. Change, left leg lower down, arms down. Now both legs lift up if possible together. Give the legs a big grab, squeeze. Grab the elbows though. You're not grabbing the legs themselves. You're grabbing an arm part, starting with first a hand towel counts as an extension of the arm. Then you can hook the fingers and palms, wrists, eventually grab elbows. Now stomach in, or in other words, press the abdomen down towards the floor. One more chin down. Try to keep the shoulders down too. change, please. Everybody, Savasana. Completely relax. Oh, it feels so good. Let us do a sit-up. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a nice deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhale, head to the knees. Now we get to backward bend against gravity using our strength. So for cobra pose, turn around, lie down on your abdomen, hands, palms underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with the deltoids. Glue it down. Push the palms firmly to the floor, distributing the weight equally all over hands, palms. Now, legs together, feet together. Keep your feet gently pressing on the floor. Inhale, breathing. Look up and lift up, please. Chin up, eyes up. Push your hands down so you can come up with everything above the belly button in the air. No higher, Lisa. I want you to stay at this height, okay? Press the palms down, but bring the elbows back. Bend the elbows a little bit. There, right there. Now, you can still increase the back bend, Lisa, without lifting. I don't want the elbows to open anymore. I just want you to lift the chin, drop the shoulders, and press the elbows towards the wall behind you. Yes. Change. Lower the chin to the floor. You got all of that, Lisa. Very good. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. I can't directly unmute you, which is fine, Lisa, but I saw that. And that's going to help you back bend the currently weaker parts of your back, currently, and make them stronger. Okay, it's so good. Hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead, not turning in, not turning out. No space between the fingers, no gap underneath hands, palms. Now, Lisa, I also want you to try this. Slide your hands 2 inches towards the wall behind you. Okay, try this for the setup for a while. It's going to help you with the elbow angle. Okay, lock the legs, inhale, lift up, look up, everybody come up. I want a lot of pressure underneath the hands, you guys. This is a half push-up. I say it's not a push-up because you don't straighten the arms. It's half push-up, though. I want the elbows to open to a 90-degree angle. Good, Melissa. Now, while pressing the palms down, lift the chin up. See if you can come up, Veronica, rib cage off the floor. Now, drop the shoulders down more, elbows reach back. Now, push the chin up, keeping the belly button on the ground. Nice, Sean. Lower the chin to the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touching each other side by side. Locust pose is next. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers touch each other side by side. Rest of the fingers spread apart. Now, chin forward, neck flat. Lock your right leg, point the toes. Begin right leg lift up. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Good, Veronica. Hold it there. Don't let it drop. Hold it. Hold it. Push hands down. Hold it. Good. Right leg lower down. Relax it. Lock your left leg, point the toes. Left leg lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle. Knee straight, toes pointed. Push your hands down. Try to push the upper arms to the floor as well. Eventually, the front of the neck and throat, you will feel lengthen on the ground. Change. Left leg lower down. Now, turn your head and you can readjust for the second or third part, kind of second phase of this, mouth on the towel. Inhale, breathing. Both legs lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up. Everybody go up. Push the hands down. Keep the legs together. Very nice, Jess. Squeeze legs, push the hands down, even the hips will come up. Go up, everybody. Good, change again, lower the feet. Take your arms out, turn your head to the right. Second set, turn your hands over, palms down. Slide the arms underneath you, as close to each other as they will go. At this exact moment right now. And whatever it is, it is. There's not, is it good, is it bad, is it as it should be? None of it, it just is. Chin on the floor, lock your right leg, come up for 10 counts, begin 9, 8. Push the hands down, 7, 6. Push upper arms down, 5, 4. Looks good, everybody, 3. Lift up, Sean, 2. Hold it, 1. You can lift up high, Sean, right leg lower down. You have the mobility there. We just have to match it with your new strength. Left leg lift up, 10 counts, begin 9, 8, go up until it's challenging. 7, to hold it there. 6, 5, the upper hamstring. 4, re need to strengthen. 3, 2, hold it. 1, left leg lower down. I've been thinking about the glutes and upper hamstrings a lot lately. Mouth on the towel. A lot of people get pulls there and pain there. All right. We really need to strengthen that part, not just stretch it out. We're sitting on it half the time, right? Now, inhale, breathing, both legs lift up. 10 counts, begin. 9, 8, legs together. 7, 6, good ratio. 5, legs up. 4, 3, push hands down. 2, that looks great, everybody. 1, change again, lower the legs. Take your arms out and turn your head to the left. I was just pondering lately, you know, why does everyone pull things in their upper hamstring butt region, that connection? Why is it so common? It's not, you know, I know we all have tendencies, movement tendencies, and some people more tend there to pull things. But if we can keep it strong there, keep it active, it's going to help so much. If we just sit on it and stretch it out all the time, I don't think it's going to be very happy. So we get to keep doing it in these back bends. Legs together, chin on the floor, arms out to the sides. See, we're not just back bending. We're using the upper thighs, right? Strengthening there on the backs of the thighs now. Take a deep breath. Lift everything up. Your arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones, just the pelvis is on the floor. So keep the legs squeezing together. Take your toes, Lisa, and push them to the back wall. You'll feel the legs straighten. It'll feel like they're lowering, which in a sense they are, but they're getting better and stronger. So push the toes to the back wall. Try to lift your upper thighs off of the floor. One more exhale. Come up at the end. Change. Cassandra, nice back bend. Arms down. Turn your head to your right. Second set, chin on the floor, bring the arms out to the sides, all five fingers together. Legs together as one, like cobra. Now take a deep breath, lift everything up. Go ahead, please. Challenge yourself with the spine back bend, right? So there's arms are coming up to their limit. There's a spine back bend to your strength limit. Usually it's not the flexibility limit here. It's usually the strength limit. And then try to get your legs up to their strength challenge. Okay, thighs up. Legs squeeze together. Take one more deep breath. As you're exhaling, lift everything a little higher. Very nice. Lower down. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. The back bends have similarities, but they're also unique. So when you do something like camel posture, gravity helps, right? You usually, as long as you're not too dizzy and your breathing's good, you go to your kind of range of motion limit in the back bend in camel. That one, I'm sure you could do a deeper back bend, but to use your own strength to get yourself into it, that's the limit of that back bend. So it's really cool. There's different reasons the back bend is limited. And this one shows us, okay, that's my strength limit. Fine. Sometimes camel's just like, that's my breathing limit. That's my calmness limit, right? Not even just flexibility sometimes. All right, bow posture is next. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet. Like, how calm can you be in a back bend? That's sometimes the test of these, for example, camel. Now, this one is strength of kicking, and so you may get to a range of motion limit of the spine. That's great. Take a deep breath, look up, and start to kick. So kick continuously. Thighs, if the thighs burn a little, that is okay. It's not an injury. You're just going to kick up, especially fronts of the thighs, fronts of the hips. You'll feel something there. Just kick slowly, kick continuously. You can roll forward onto the abdomen. That's it, Veronica. Thighs can keep coming up. Everybody, push your hands and feet up as part of the kick up. Look up towards the ceiling. Push the chin all the way up. Change. Knees and chin down. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. So often the limit of the posture arises because of the breathing. We're trying to figure out how to breathe in the posture. You might have more strength, you might have more flexibility, but if the breathing isn't happening, it will stop you. And that's, we work through it. It's just part of how this works. Second set, chin on the floor. Bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. Sometimes we have a mental distraction limit. You start thinking something else, so you don't even know you're doing the posture, right? All right. Now, take a deep breath. Go ahead, look up, kick up, knees up, ribs up. Total spine backward bends against gravitation with mostly the help of the kick. Now, you can help the kick by pushing the hands and feet up. You're not tugging or resisting. You're helping the kick. Good, Jess. If you need to rock back once, then roll forward on the abdomen. Now bring the knees a half inch closer to each other. That looks good, Resham. Nice, even back bend. Everyone kick up a little more. Change, please. Lower everything down. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touching each other. Let the heels separate. Fixed firm pose. Please come up to the top of the mat. Start out quickly. Just sit on the heels. I should say briefly. All right. And lift up your hips. Separate your feet. So you don't have to stay sitting there long. You just set up the posture. If you can get your hips to the floor between your heels, put the hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs inside. Lean back then onto the elbows one at a time. Top of the head, back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body relax on the floor. Bring your arms over the head, grabbing your elbows. Tuck your chin to the chest, lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. So you have a nice back bend underneath the lower and middle spines. The chin is tucked, please, to eventually get the back of your neck flat on the floor. Hands to the soles of the feet. Come up, please, with help of the elbows. Chin down last. Very nice. Turn around. Relax on your back. Sometimes a limit of the posture comes from a thought about the past. It's like, oh, I can't go any further than this. It's a thought limit. Sometimes when you have a thought limit, you realize, you know, I don't even know what is happening with my body. Sometimes I ask people, do you know exactly what stopped you in that posture? Oh, I just couldn't go any further. No. I know you couldn't go any further. I saw that you couldn't go any further. But what did you feel in the moment where you couldn't go further? Oh, I don't know. I just couldn't. So then the next step is, okay, what was it? Were you holding your breath? Was there a muscle overstretch? Did you, you can go infinitely for yourself. I can ask the questions. Eventually, you ask yourself the questions. What exactly was going on? What was my limitation? Now, there's always going to be some limitation. Okay, your body is not, you're not going to touch the ceiling, okay, ever. I don't want you to touch the ceiling. But if you can understand where's the limit, and maybe that's the limit. Maybe you won't go further, fine. But you can be aware of it. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set. The limits are not inherently a problem even, okay? It's just the body manifested right now. Go ahead and go back once you're sitting on the floor. Hands to the soles of the feet, lean back, elbows, head, and then shoulders. Now, I know sometimes there might be an injury or an old surgery or perhaps maybe a tendency towards a misalignment, and I mean, I know those can feel like problems, but if you just treat them as, well, that is how it is, I'm going to do the best in the posture and acknowledge the limit there, fine. If it changes, great. If it doesn't, you still are aware of it, and that's this whole thing. Hands to the soles of the feet, come up with the elbows, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Good. Chin down last. Turn around, relax on your back. If you're going to try to perfect anything, don't make it your body, okay? Make it your focus on the present moment in the postures. The body is then going to end up doing exactly its best and as it should, given everything that's ever happened with it. Okay, so just refine your internal communication focus with the body parts. You give them their best shot when you do that. If you get fixated with, oh, I have to get my pelvis in perfect alignment for me to, you know, have completed this posture, it's just kind of a forcing, not even necessarily what is ever going to happen. It takes you out of what needs to happen. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right. half tortoise posture. Sit on the heels, knees, and feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Now take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Hips touch the heels, come forward. Bring your forehead to the floor in front of you. Side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor. Because years into it, you might realize, oh, my pelvis was just misaligned because of my spine. I was misfocused. So a lot of times we don't realize exactly what does the body need to do, all right, to feel its best and do its best. We don't know all the time. So every moment of the posture, just focus on the inputs. You'll give it its best shot. Press the palms together, wrists in the air. There you go, Jess. Yep, elbows lock. Everybody keep stretching forward. Now keeping the arms and spine straight together, come back up. Hips on the heels and arms down to the sides. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. The other thing about being kind of fixated, oh, I have to perfect the body or I have to fix this joint. Something else is going to come up. All right. So it's kind of like playing whack-a-mole. Oh, now my knee feels better. Everything's all set. Your body is so dynamic. A year later, 5 years later, there might be another body part issue. So if you tie your success in a posture to fixing a body part problem, it's the wrong track, right? If you need to even call it success in the yoga, just work on your focus, concentration, awareness, communication. The physical stuff is going to just work itself out the best it can. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Second set, half tortoise posture. Sit on the heels, knees, and feet together. Now, that doesn't mean you're giving up on a body part that maybe has pain. That's not giving up. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling and come forward. You still focus on it. You still talk to it, still communicate with it, right? You feel it in each posture. If you've got a shoulder that's a little funny, yeah, definitely pay attention to it. I'm not saying to ignore the body part that may be troubling. All right, definitely pay full attention to it. Suck in your stomach and take some nice deep breaths, expanding the rib cage. But sometimes the shoulder is going to be helped by how well you sucked in your stomach. So if you're over-focused on the shoulder, you might miss the thing that's going to help you. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up, keeping the hips on the feet all the way up. Very nice, you guys. Arms down. Turn around, relax on your back. Now concentrate on the breathing here. Let everything settle. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Inhale, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, camel posture. Stand up on the knees, top of the mat, 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands on the hips or a little higher on your back. Take a deep breath, lifting the chest and rib cage. Push your hips forward as far as you can. Lift your chin up, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Total spine backward bending. Now, when you cannot bend the spine anymore, one hand can go down to its heel, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Excuse me, then left hand down, grab the heel. Thumb outside, four fingers inside, full palm grip on each heel. Take a nice deep breath. Slowly exhale, push your hips forward. Keep the breathing smooth, push the stomach and thighs forward. Push the chin back, look for the floor, look for your mat, look for your toes. Bring the hands back up. These are very nice, you guys. Push the hips forward, straighten up the spine, and finish up. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together. Take a deep breath, arms over the head. Hold the breath in. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double Dirk, head to the knees. All right, second set, camel posture. Breathe smoothly. That's your number one thing here. All right, because the body needs to be calmed a little bit when we do back bending. Put the hands on the hips or a little higher on your back. Nice deep breath in. Lift up the chest here. Hips forward, drop the head all the way back. So breathe smoothly, calmly, slowly. If you need to go back slower, that is absolutely fine. That's a good amount of hips forward, Lisa. Now push the face towards the wall behind you. Push the chin back. So you actively stretch the front side of the body. Looks very nice, Melissa. Now, when you can't bend the spine anymore, right hand down to the right heel, left hand down to the left heel, full palm grip on each heel. Take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push the hips forward. It's good hips forward, Lisa, but if you push the upper body back, more body weight will go onto the feet, and you'll be able to see more behind you, have a little more evenness of all the spine back bend. Bring the hands up one at a time. Very nice holding, you guys. Push the hips forward, straighten up the spine. Turn around, relax on your back. Lisa, part of that has to do with you're easy to bend down here. You can really do a lot of hips forward. And as you probably know from some of the other postures, it's not so easy for you to bend up here, right? Like Cobra, it's just your body, right? So the hips forward is fine, but it's almost too much relative to upper body back. It's not bad, but if you can think, I've got to work on taking the breastbone and chin backwards, okay? You have a lot of hips forward, but it's becoming like, I don't want you to push any more hips forward because it's already enough. I want you to work on going back. And you feel the pressure. When you do that, more weight will go under your feet. Right now, sometimes the feet almost lift. Can you feel that? Because there's so much hips forward. All right. So just try to balance it with the backwards action. Yeah. Okay. All right. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale. Double jerk head to the knees. Okay. Rabbit posture, turn around, please. Everyone sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs outside. Inhale, stretch your spine up. Start from the neck, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the chest on the way down, stomach and forehead to your knees. Then you can just look between the knees once you get the head down. Now exhale, lift your hips up all the way. Roll forward like a wheel until your arms, elbows are straight. Keep a nice, strong, full grip on your heels. It's fine to walk the knees forward a couple of times if you need. Now suck in your stomach, lift the hips up, squeeze the feet firmly, press the hands into the feet, heels towards each other, hold it. Good, change. Lower the hips down. These are very nice. Body up, release the grip. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Inhale all the air you can. Hold it in, then sit up. Try to exhale all of it that you can. Head to the knees. All right. Second set, rabbit posture. Sit on the heels. Grab the soles of the feet. Stretch your spine up on the inhale, and then begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Go down front side, forehead to the knees, top of the head on the floor. You can grab a little more to the middle sole of the foot, rather than the heel. This is going to help you get a little more stretch in your lower back. Push your hands into the feet with a strong grip. Push your feet and ankles to the floor. That looks good, Amy. The shoulders can lift up a little bit away from the floor. You just make sure it does not compromise how high the hips are. So hips up is the priority with the stomach in. Then the shoulders can just come up as much as they will. All right, everybody. Change again. Lower the hips. Oh my gosh, Kevin, that is just about the cutest thing ever. Turn around, relax on your back. It's like the perfect hangout spot. Kevin's cat was like, in rabbit pose, imagine the cat's on your calf muscles. Well, you got to get out of rabbit pose, right? But it was so cozy for a second, I bet. All right. I love to watch animals and just imagine being them. Like, what's the process happening, you know, in the brain there, in the mind? There's an experience, you know. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Okay, now we have head to knee pose. Sit facing forward. Right leg out, left leg in. Push the sole of the left foot against the inner right thigh. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right, reach out, grab the right foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, forehead to the right knee. It's fun to watch, like, ants and wonder that. I know it's different, but you're like, huh, all right, point A to point B, take that thing. Okay, push the knee down with the forehead. In some ways, you guys, though, we're trying to simplify, almost like an ant, like take that thing from point A to point B, put that forehead on the knee, and that's it. That's your present moment activity now. Change again, come up. Bring the left leg out, right leg in. Turn your upper body to the left. I know that we have all this other level abstraction capability. Grab the foot, pull the toes. I know that, and we need it to make plans and have all the institutions we have. Totally, forehead to the knee. But it's not the solution to everything. The abstract present or future past stuff is not the answer to everything. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. Take a nice deep breath, and then you can do your sit-up. We need the present moment concentration for so many situations, but we don't realize that we need to train it. Go ahead, walk the hips back, right, left, until we do. And now we do. Flex the feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Now lift up the chest a little bit, relax the shoulders. Push your knees down, flexing the feet the whole time. Looks good, Jess. Very nice with the feet. Pull your big toes towards the belly button, everybody. That's a good direction of the pull. And then once your legs lock, thighs, there you go, Veronica. Then upper body slides forward. Chest, breastbone slides forward. Elbows come forward. Just keep the shoulders relaxed and hold here. That's good. Pull the toes more. Pull the big toes more. Pull. You can keep the elbows out. Pull the big toes. You got it. Hold it. Very nice. Change again. Turn around, relax on your back. It's a difficult thing to pull the big toes just the right way. Yeah. Feet together, flex. Arms over your head. Inhale, hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right. What's next? Second set. Right leg out. Bend the left knee. Now, before you bring the arms over the head, can you push? You get a little inner thigh massage on the right thigh with the left foot, even if you can't get your head to the knee in this one. Okay, arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right. Go ahead, and then you grab the foot. Then if you need to, bend the knee, but you had that even short opportunity to push the foot and thigh together. It's good for the pelvis. All right, now push the knee down with your forehead, roll in a little bit, two shoulders in, one line. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice. Other side. Left leg out, right leg in. Turn your upper body to the left, pushing the foot and inner left thigh together. Turn your upper body to the left. Go ahead, reach out, grab the foot. A couple of inches below the toes. Tuck your chin to the chest, forehead to your left knee. Make sure the knee does not leave the forehead. Once you get them together, keep them together like glue. Stomach in, right shoulder down, just enough so two shoulders are in one line. Inhale, breathing, come back up, please. Now, bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. Inhale, breathing once the arms touch the floor, and you come up again. Grab the big toes. With the pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb, walk your hips back, right, left, right, left. Chest up a little bit, shoulders down. And you got your big toes. Pull them back. Flex the feet from the ankles. Push the knees down slowly enough. So you get to the limit, and you experience the limit of the posture neutrally. Okay, you might feel some stretch, you might feel some thigh cramp, but you don't have to think good or bad or anything, accomplishment or not. You just feel, okay, thighs are contracting. I'm breathing smoothly so I can handle it. I feel a little stretch. Okay, but I'm breathing smoothly so I can handle it. Those of you coming forward, elbows press out and forward. Try to keep the wrist straight, but bring the toes back towards the belly button, and your hairline to the toes. Looks good, Sean. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. It's amazing how much a good, steady breathing can help you handle the intensity of the posture. If intensity of the posture translates immediately to, oh my gosh, this is hard, oh my gosh, I can't, and then you hold your breath, or you have a negative, you know, whole waterfall, well, that's going to be a totally different experience than when you say, okay, my leg is shaking, that's interesting, I'm just going to breathe here, it's not, I'm not hurting in a bad injury way, okay, it's so different. All right, feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath, hold it, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. And all of this stuff is not very visible from the outside. Now, we have half spine twisting posture. Bend your left knee in front of you. Put your right foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee. Inhale, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the right knee. You can start your twist. Grab the left knee with the left hand or grab the edge of the mat. Then bring your right arm behind you. Hand on the back, palm out, or push the right hand down. That looks good, Dave. The closer you can get your right hand to your lower back hips, then you can push the hand down to lift the chest up. That's going to help you. Then you can twist a little bit better because the spine is straight. Turn your head all the way to the right as far as it goes. Look to the right. Very nice twist, Cassandra. Everyone keep both hips on the floor, so you may need to lean to the right. Inhale, chest up. Keep it up. Exhale, stomach in. Turn and twist. See if the right shoulder can drop just any more. Twist. Good. Untwist the spine. Undo the arms and switch the legs, please. Bend your right knee in front of you on the floor. Put the left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee corner. Try to keep both hips equally on the ground. Now inhale, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your left knee. Push the knee back. Turn the palm down. Grab the right knee with the right hand or the edge of the mat. Now, if you're grabbing a piece of the mat or towel, I want you to grab it in a way that has tension. If you grab the towel, I want you to pull it away from the hips or the foot that's on the floor next to you. You'll figure it out. You just kind of have to find a tension spot. There you go, Sean. Yeah, that looks right. Now, left arm behind you. Turn your head to the left side. And little by little, you can grab the towel, Sean, closer to your right foot. The other way. Yep. And then pull the towel away from the right foot and bring the right hand towards your right knee. I want you to have some tension towards the right knee. Exactly. Yes. Then that will help you push the knee back. Yeah, I know. Or you can still hold the towel. That's fine. But you have the right direction of tension. Go ahead. Do your twist. Okay, when you're done, I know we held that forever. Turn around, relax on your back. It's not easy to describe, but it looks like you got it. All right, everybody, let's do the sit-up before the breathing. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Inhale and sit up, please. Grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, everybody, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Hands on your thighs, elbows locked, spine perfectly straight. Now, focus one point in front of you. Let's exhale together. The only effort happens on the exhale. Begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. One, two, three, four. Belly in. Keep the chest up. Looks good, Dave. Elbows locked. Shoulders down. On each one, Veronica, I want 100% effort. Yes. 100%, 100, 100, 100, 100. Every single one. 100, 100. Full effort to exhale. Just one at a time. It's just one. Just one more. One more. One more. Five, four, three, two, one. Everybody inhale. Keep the spine straight. Exhale, breathing. A little bit faster, please. Just try to keep up on this one. I know it might not be as complete of an exhale. Five, four, three, two, one. Excellent class, everybody. Please turn around, relax on your back. Slow down the breathing a little bit, smooth it out, in and out by the nose. You can separate your hands a little bit and the feet a little bit if that helps you settle and just relax a little bit more deeply. No problem. Relax the abdomen. When you're inhaling, just concentrate on the body as it is. And then when you exhale, you can see if anything will relax a little more. Paying attention. Right? Just perfecting the focus. And making it a continuous thing rather than once in a while thing. Very nice practice. All of you, thank you so much for being there, doing the class, watching yourself, moving through all this stuff. It's great. you think of any questions, please feel free to let me know. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you all tomorrow.